to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Ladies and gents, if you've been stuck in a cave or under a rock for a long, long time, you would not know what I'm talking about. But for the rest of the world, I can't believe how incredible, how incredibly quickly time has gone since Sarafina graced the world with its presence. Laletsi Khumalo, that 20-minute standing ovation at Cannes Film Festival in 1992. I get goosebumps thinking of it. It is a great privilege and pleasure to have you on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile FM. Laletsi, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Ryan.
3 decades later, Sarafina is back at Cannes.
Yeah, unbelievable, hey?
Yo.
It's a full circle, if I may put it that way.
Yo.
You know, as you correctly put it, like 30 years ago, I remember as if it was happening yesterday, the 20-minute standing ovation. I remember people were clapping, stopping, clapping, stopping. At some stage, I felt uncomfortable, but it was a very, very amazing gesture, you know. And it is still, Sarafina is still relevant even now. I mean,
it's been
recognized as where we were invited to screen Sarafina at the Cannes Classic.
Yes.
So this is amazing. It's a very great gesture for the country.
Mm.
Again, I was saying Sarafina has put South Africa on the global map again, because this is going to attract a lot of producers, a lot of productions coming here as well, as much as it did on the first time, you know, when Sarafina was released. So it's going to do the same thing again, which is good for the country.
It is.
It's good for the actors. It's good for the industry as a whole.
You know, Laletsi, I look at the 30 years, and Sarafina hasn't had like a 1 or 2 year run. It's had a 30 year run because it's relevant still today as it's ever been. And every single year, there's a new generation that are at the age where it becomes relevant for them to watch it, to engage. And every single year, it has the same impact that it had 30 years ago.
That is very intelligent way of looking at it. You know, my boy, 2 days ago when I told them about the news, and he said, Mama, I want to watch Sarafina again, because they watched it and they loved it.
Yeah.
You know, it is just, it resonates to every generation. It is very, this thing is crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And for the fact that we're going to release it again, I cannot wait for the young ones, because Sarafina is, you know, each and every school in South Africa.
Yes.
They tell you, we do Sarafina. We do Sarafina. So you see those little Sarafinas that are being groomed from school, from little, you know?
Yeah.
And they become up and coming artists. And now the new generation is going to be watching Sarafina for the first time in the cinemas.
Yo.
It's going to be crazy. I'm telling you, I cannot wait for this movie to be re-released again.
Laletsi, looking back at the time when you were shooting Sarafina, when you were busy with production, is there any memory that stands out? Do you have a fond memory from that? Because at that stage, you were putting together a project that you knew the world had to receive. They had to get the message through this movie. And there was a lot of nervousness, a lot of butterflies, but a lot of great memories in making that production. Is there any one particular moment that stands out for you when you think back?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, because we had done Sarafina, the stage
production. The stage production, yes.
Before, yes. So it was just a normal routine to us. But it was something that you had to adapt it to a bigger screen.
To the screen, yeah.
But we were having fun, because a lot of people or a lot of actors that we were doing the movie with, I was used to them. We were touring with them. So when we were doing the movie, it was not
second nature.
It was second nature, and it wasn't something that we were saying to ourselves, let's create a a miracle here. No, it was a miracle already.
Yeah,
exactly.
You were just expanding that miracle now to a different format. You were giving other people an opportunity to see it, because how were you going to get that message to the audience without going to actually tour Sarafina, which it did? It had this massive success as a show, but there were so many parts of the world that had needed to see the movie.
Exactly. But there is one moment that I will always remember. I will never forget that one. When I was, it was time to shoot now my first scene with Whoopi Goldberg. I couldn't do that scene. I remember it was postponed because I was shaking. I was nervous.
Wow.
I was sweating. I was everything. And she asked me, poor thing, what is wrong with you? I was like, I have to be honest. I'm nervous. It's my first time. And I'm doing this thing with you. And she was like, no, take it easy. I'm going to be with you each and every step of the way. And we did it. It was amazing, I tell you.
Laletty, you are a South African screen goddess. You are a matriarch of cinema in this country and of storytelling. Your hopes for South Africa cinema, when you look at the young creatives coming through, people telling their stories, people bringing their stories to life, their history, their culture, taking it to the big screen in more ways than we've seen in many years. What are your hopes when you look at the current situation in South Africa for South Africa cinema?
You know, our hope, we have a big hope. I have a big hope in South Africa. The way that we have to follow and not divert,
yes,
is for us to tell our stories that resonate with us, not stories that we don't know, but our stories, because that works. I tell you, even in television, you know, if you tell a story that a person can adapt to that story, or
yes,
can remember that story in their way of life. That is a bomb, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's a winner.
It's
so
a winner.
Let's just follow to tell our stories. It works. Sarafina is a huge example here. I mean, it's a South African story. It happened. It is still relevant even now.
Yes.
So let's just tell our stories.
Laletty, thank you for telling the story to so many millions and millions and billions of people globally. Long may it live, the story and the legacy of Sarafina. In this very special year, we commemorate all things that were the start of phenomenal storytelling in South Africa. You've given people a voice, and you've given people the ability to believe themselves to tell those stories to make it possible. We salute you. We salute the cast, the producers, Anand Singh, the great crew, the great people that had the same vision to tell this story. We thank you, we salute you, and we can't wait to have it back on our screens in South Africa again.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Tell me what you like. Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.